Well, may I welcome you to the sixth season of All About Thailand. And may I welcome Thailand,
Sawadee krap,
and of course, the rest of the world. Well, I hope everybody is just fine. Now, what I want to talk about today is, food, love it. Fine dining restaurants in Bangkok and around Thailand. There are so many, and it really is a fantastic subject to talk about. Mouth-watering. Come on, let's do it. Well, I have to admit, my very first experience of real fine dining in Bangkok was over a good few years ago now, probably about nearly 6 or 7. And a company that I was working for, a director and his wife, very good friends of ours, decided to actually come to Thailand. And when they were in Bangkok, they gave us a call, and we all sort of met up and we went to Indulge. Now, this is right on the Sukhan Vit, and it is absolutely amazing restaurant. Soys, I'm not particularly sure. I think it might be 20, but anyway, you can look it up on the internet. It is an absolutely amazing restaurant, and it was a really good altogether dining experience, and actually a part of one of the stories. And I know how much you love the stories, but there are, I would think off the top of my head, I would around about 10 Michelin star restaurants actually in Bangkok. And you know, they have Thai cuisine and international cuisine as well. You know, there's ones like Son, fine southern Thai cuisine, let's say, in Bangkok. It's world class restaurant, and it really has some real innovations. And the menu includes something like that, sort of 22 dishes, all of them which are sort of like temperature sensitive, you know, if you know what I mean when I say that. And you know, you've got crabs, you've got all the spices, the chili, the seaweed, you've got Phuket lobster and yellow curry with young mangosteen, and a whole range of different types of fish. And the location, I hear you say, please tell us about the location. And it's about 56 Sukhan Vit, Soi 26 Anoi, Klong Tao, which is near me, quite close to where I am, which is really, really good. And some of these are quite high-rise sort of fine dining restaurants, like the Mezulana. That one is exceptionally fine, and it's actually on the 65th floor of the Tower Club at Le Luba. And set menus are absolutely amazing. There's just so many. So you can choose Thai cuisine, you can choose international cuisine, pretty much anything that's on the menu, you know. And not forgetting as well, there's Le Normandie, which is sort of like, you know, the always, it's got older style decor to it, and fine dining. And well, it does, it offers a unique dining experience with the classic sort of like French cuisine, really, to be honest with you. And the restaurant is in the Mandarin Oriental Bangkok, and absolutely, I've been there a couple of times, and I must admit that a souffle is to absolutely die for. And then you've got like sort of speakeasy Thai style sort of dining, Norasa. That was great for intimate dining and really good for guests as well. So you can have a whole manner of things, like 12 different courses, a range of real modern Thai cuisine, and find such dishes as, spicy squid salad and Wagyu beef. Now, Wagyu beef is something I do particularly like, but it is really, really, really expensive. But again, while each dish is more creative than the previous one, it feels like the one thing they have in common is the fact that they're authentic. And it's that sort of authenticity with the meals and the levels of spices and just the way that things are actually put together that just makes it, just so amazing. Well, we've reached this time in the show where I would like to welcome all our new listeners to the podcast. It's so fantastic to have you with us, and there are so many of you, and I would like to say a big thank you to all our existing listeners. Now, it's amazing, we're actually on the sixth season now, and it's after well into a year and a half of the podcast, and we have so many thousand followers. It's absolutely amazing, and we've launched the subscriber service as well. So subscribe to get maybe a little bit more content and different things all together, and to make that contact, which is so important. Right, so I'm going to carry on talking now about the fine dining restaurants, which me and my wife, we do love. Now, the other restaurant is Boland, and this happens to be a particular sort of favourite of mine. It's sort of famed for sort of like the concept of intimate sort of fine dining, and it's really has an unwavering responsibility with regards to sticking to really, really authentic Thai dishes. So when explaining one of the courses, Chef Dylan apologizes because of a certain game bird that he has actually had to use, and it's not of origin to the original recipe. That is really quite amazing. But the original one has gone extinct, so he can't use that. And that particular meal, I can't remember the name of it now, has been in Thai generations for absolutely years and years and years and years and years. But the dining room is full of Thai sort of touches. Oh, it's beautiful. Really is exquisite. You're going to have to look at it on the internet. And there's a herb garden outside where it's so fresh mint and basil. And they are so fresh. I mean, you can smell the mint, you can smell the basil. Now, something myself that I like with cookery and, blending things together, which is also very interesting, is the herbs like basil, like mint and coriander. Fusing them together. It wasn't really until I came to Thailand to realise that basil doesn't just have to be used on its own. Mint doesn't have to be used on its own. And coriander doesn't have to be used on its own. It is absolutely magical when it's all brought together. So, another really good fine dining restaurant is the Saibra by Clean Clean. I can never get this right. It is another cutting edge fine dining restaurant. So this is located on the ground floor of the Sandgiski Hotel. I am having trouble with the words today, definitely. And it is an amazing, you have two Michelin star chefs there, and the guys, how they put things together is just absolutely amazing. And you must look at these places on the internet. There's Sling, that's another fine dining Michelin star restaurant. But it's this one slightly different. It's a seasonal sort of high-end sort of German cuisine, which is very, very interesting. And the evening's menu, the menus in the evenings, hey, are just constantly updated with everything, the mouth-watering things that are in season. I'm really getting your mouth-watering now, yeah. And the decor is absolutely brilliant. I love the wooden floor. It's just fantastic. And now we go to Elements, which is another great, very chic sort of area with like an open kitchen and stunning sort of terrace that you can just go out and look over the Chai Prao River. It is really amazing. And then you've got Jemmy by Jean-Michel Lorrain. Yeah, this sounds really like the French sort of side, but Jamie, it is basically your classic French in preparation and in flavour, to be quite honest with you. But it does tend to have a bit of an Asian twist to it, so that is sort of pretty unique, I think. I mean, for example, the appetizers come as like three small like tapas sort of portions to be shared, but it's also fun to find, like, you know, chopsticks. And the whole experience of eating is just like theater in a way. And then we've got the Siang Dian. Not necessarily saving the best. Well, yes, could we be saving the best till last? And then they all really are good. But it's a very stylish restaurant that's it's got a very elegant sort of like Thai sort of heritage and a tie to the Thai cuisine. And the thing about that is the style of the room, the style of the dining room, it actually invokes like an early 20th century sort of like European design. And then some like historic photographs of Thailand to add to the whole sort of ambience of it, you know. And the menu features traditional Thai dishes with only the finest local ingredients, you know, including like, I don't know, off the top of my head, black bean curd, hand-pounded curry powder, hand-pounded, you know, see the dum-dum-dum-dum, when they actually pound the spices. And, you know, dried noodles, glass of noodles, vegetables, but it's all organically grown nearby. And it's, you know, it all adds to Bangkok and the whole side of it. Now, I did say that we're going to do the fine dining around the world, but I've had an idea, you know. I was thinking, you know, obviously, like, fine dining around the world, fine dining around Thailand. But there is just so many good things around Thailand. I can't fit it into this one podcast. I've just suddenly realised this. I've only just began to talk about the restaurants in Bangkok, let alone, you know, the islands and other places, the northeast of Thailand, Chiang Mai, Chiang Rai, down Rayong, down a bit lower, a lot lower, and I haven't had the opportunity through the podcast to talk about it. So that's going to be next week's now. So anyway, and this all leads on to a story now, near the end of the podcast, and I know how much you love the stories. Well, here is a story. Now, I know how much you love the stories. Now, as I said at the beginning of the podcast, we'd met up with a lovely couple that are managing directors of the company that I actually work for. And we were staying at our apartment in Bangkok, and we heard they arrived and they were staying in, I can't remember the name of the hotel, but it's very, very high. Very, very high. And we managed to get a room. We thought we'd go and stay with them, stay in the same hotel. So we left our apartment and we went and got to this hotel, which wasn't too far away from the restaurant that we went to and indulge, I might hasten to add. And I'm not a great lover of heights. If I can't necessarily see anything and the curtains are drawn, and it's not too open an area, I can pretty much go up to sort of any floor. Now, the thing was that we got a room on the 122nd floor. And that is a lot. That is quite a bit. And we didn't notice, we only got up the elevator, so much. Is that the glass is actually tinted black, so you didn't really notice. I just thought it was just black glass, didn't think anything of it. And anyway, we had quite a nice sort of sleep, and after we had a few drinks with our friends in the mezzanine sort of type area, and we got up and then we decided we'll all go and have a look around Bangkok, and we then eventually got into a lovely fine dining restaurant, which is Indulge, which we really did enjoy. We had an absolutely beautiful meal. The food was absolutely fantastic, and we had a few drinks, and then we returned back to the hotel and went up to sleep. And the thing was, friends were leaving in the morning, and we decided to go and sort of a farewell coffee. And as we were like both coming out, my wife actually went down first, and I came to get out, and I realized that the glass that was tinted black was no longer tinted black. It was a beautiful clear colour, and Bangkok was a beautiful clear day as well. And I almost started spinning and getting quite sort of dizzy. And then, I was trying to ring Kong up to say, look, no, could you come up and see if you can get me down somehow? And she did, and threw a coat over my head, so to speak, and I was able to get down, feeling quite dizzy and quite sick, to be fair. But vertigo, it's a horrible thing, it really is. I do sort of pity people as well that have it, because I know what they're going through. So anyway, this is the end of the podcast, and it's so lovely to have you with us. And so all it leaves me to say is stay safe, love you all.